MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Joining now with Skulk Lowe. He's a wealth manager at PSG Old Oak. Skulk, morning. Appreciate your early morning time. I suspect you lost Saturday, as did I. Maybe didn't wake up early, but one of the first things we did was head off to the Berkshire Hathaway website, find the latest Buffett letter, and eagerly read the 20-odd pages. In fact, only 14 pages, a bit slim this year for the letter. Your take on it? I mean, some of the sort of key takeaway that you had from the annual letter from Warren Buffett.
Good morning, Simon, and good morning to all the listeners. Yes, yeah, it was 14 pages. I think it was when you read these letters, you know, from Warren Buffett, they're starting to get a general, let's call it a golden thread. I think the one that stood out for me is you really get that family feeling. And when you mm-hmm. when you read this letter, Simon, I just went through it. Just you're talking about 14 pages, and use the word family or families, you know, 7 times within this letter. So you could really see the stories behind, you know, some of these investments. You really, you know talk about family in very, very high regard.
Yeah, I mean, what I took from it as well, and I take that he does. He's sort of like, you know, the nice uncle at the Christmas lunch rather than the non-nice uncle. He talks around conglomerates and he talks around not overpaying and the like. And what strikes me from that is I appreciate that Warren Buffett manages a lot more money than I do in my personal capacity. But it also makes me think around my portfolio and how to treat it as, in essence, my little portfolio is kind of a mini Berkshire Hathaway. It's a Simon Browner way, mm-hmm. but it makes my thinking clearer as to what I'm trying to do, which is buy the good stuff at the good price, and in an ideal world, hold it forever.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you touched, I think, to me, was most of the, I actually laughed when I read this, because it was talking about, you know, Berkshire is often labeled as a conglomerate, you know, a negative term applied to holding companies that often a hodgepodge or unrelated businesses. And you know, when you read through, you know, what he says, you know, he says what to do in an overpaid business situation, you know, when you sit with these hodgepodge businesses. And he says they simply need to manufacture a vastly overvalued stock of their own that they can use as a currency for price acquisitions. And he used the analogy, I'll pay you $10,000 for your dog by giving you 2 of my $5,000 cats. And I couldn't help of thinking of Tesla. I mean, I know they're not a holding company, but we know recently in February, you know, Tesla announced that they're buying 1.5 billion rands worth of bitcoins, and when I read this part of Warren Buffett, I really thought, man, this is exactly what he's talking about. You know, how do you justify? Justify your situation by being overpaid stock? Hey, you just go and buy another overpaid stock, and that's how you justify it. Now, I think it's been full of, you know, these gold nuggets in his letter again.
Yeah, I a lot of stocks come to mind when you talk about that. The one most tellingly is Diadot. I remember their 100 PE in the early 2000s, and they were buying stuff using that 100 PE. And I got to say, if I was a seller, I would have been a little bit squinted at it. The key thing that always comes for the letter from Buffett is he kind of reminds me that, truthfully, I suspect we overcomplicate investing, and that it really, at the end of the day, is not that hard. It's don't buy $10,000 dogs or $5,000 cats or you know, $900 Teslas. At the heart of it, investing's quite simple, and Buffett brings that back to us all the time.
Yeah, I try to keep it, you know, simple as safe. So I think when you look at this whole letter, you know, you very made it very clear. And when we talk about overpaying or, you know, investments that's not going to yield any, you know, because he was talking about property and how they're a big infrastructure property company, and although that's a great, you know, you know, accolade to have. He still believes that when you invest in a, you know, an investment, that investment should yield future income, et cetera, et cetera. And he immediately went over to bonds and said, well, bonds is not the place to be. You know, fixed income investors worldwide, whether it's pension funds, insurance companies, or retirees, face a bleak future. And I must admit, you know, when we look at the recent movement in the US bond rates, I mean, that is also sort of, you know, understandable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will say, well, that's also, you also need to put that in context, because remember, you know, the US 10-year, you know, recently been trading at over 2%. We're only now at 1.5%, so there's still some upside. I did find, you know, one or two things a little bit contradicting as well in the letter. Mm-hmm. You know, Simon, I think it wasn't just, you know, all, you know, warm and fuzzy. I did get, you know, one part he actually mentioned, you know, a patient and level-headed monkey who constructs a portfolio. I thought this is also a nugget. I mean, this is beautiful. A patient and level-headed monkey who constructs a portfolio by throwing 50 darts at a board listing all the S&P 500 will over time enjoy dividends and capital gains just as long as it never gets tempted to make changes in the original selections. Now, I found this a bit contradicting. I'll tell you why. Because when I look at, you know, the letter that he wrote in you know, December 2019, so basically just the previous 12 month letter, you know, if Berkshire Hathaway owned no shares in AbbVie, you know, BYD, Chevron, HO, you know, Merck, you know. A year later, it formed part of the top 15 largest holdings. Now, firstly, you know, we know that Warren Buffett lives by the saying, you know, be greedy when everyone is fearful, mm-hmm. You know, and fearful when everyone's greedy. And we had a crash. I mean, let's be honest, 30% down by March. You would expect somebody like Buffett to be buying this. But they also, over in that same letter, that 2019 letter, they, you know, the top 15 largest holdings, you know, included Delta Airlines, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Southwest Airlines. So it's, and I can continue, it's mostly banks and airline companies. One would argue and say, well, yeah, that was a horrible place to be. The timing when they sold out of these investments, and not just totally out, some of them they still own, but just very small positions. And I found that to be a somewhat fearful, you know, disinvestment, if you, in my humble opinion. And then I think the biggest one would be Barrick Gold. You know, 31st of December 2019, they didn't own a single, you know, Barrick Gold company. And we know, you know, Buffett's, you know, history around gold. So he's not a big gold fan. And that was quite, you know, to me, it was a big surprise, because by, you know, August 2020, let's call it 8 months later, they've already bought 21 million shares in Barrick Gold. Just to see a little bit over a month, we're talking about the 30th of September, they sold that down already, you know, to 12 million shares. And by the end of the year, they had nothing. So that was a very, very strange investment, you know, to me, for somebody that says, you know, his favorite, let's call it my favorite holding period is forever. You know, in a year's time, he's bought 21 million shares and sold 21 million shares. But anyway, in general, very, very nice letter. I think, a typical Warren Buffett letter.
Yeah, although he is perhaps becoming in his old age a bit of a trader, which is deeply weird. Skulklo, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 30. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA, authorized financial service provider, license number 50483.